Right, well, in Jude's farm, as it were. It's the 4th of January 1993, and I'm talking to Mr. Callister about the house and the time you were living here. So, to start with, when did you live in Church Farm, in the actual farmhouse? Can you remember the years?
Yes, 1950, we come also come in 1930. That's 20 years here, 19 years.
And you were farming, actually farming, Church Farm.
I was.
That's right. And was Kegan's Fields part of the farm?
Yes,
It was all, so it's Kegan's Fields.
45 acres.
Right. Now, the actual farmhouse itself, what were the four downstairs rooms for, and what were they called? This is what we're dealing with here. We're standing in the hall at the moment.
Yeah.
Presumably, what was
that? That's the dairy at the back there.
On the left?
On your left.
On the left as you look in.
This was the sitting room.
That's the sitting room. That's the other room on the left. The room on the right is the kitchen.
Yeah.
And
that was the back kitchen.
The back kitchen was on the back room on the back.
My day?
The washhouse. Presumably this is just the hall, was it?
Yes.
And can you remember what, in this hallway here, what the actual, was it a flagged floor or concrete or?
It was concrete.
Concrete?
Oh, aye.
And was it painted or?
No, just... it wasn't painted. There was a oilcloth on it nowadays. Yes.
And did you have any electric in the 50s or was there no?
We had electric, but I don't know when it was put in. The electric was in, the water was in. I don't know when the electric come in now.
But presumably it was while you were here. There was no electric in when to start with. But
no, there was, the first 10 years there was no electric in.
Yeah. And presumably, was it the same with the water? Was the water in when you came here?
No.
So that come in later too?
After the war the water come. Well, just at the end of the war.
Mm-hmm.
The internees put the water up to the village, up to the mountain, and was up the mountain to that camp years before it was in the village. Couldn't be bothered putting it in, And the electricity was the same. The electricity went up to there and went up to there, but it didn't come in the village years after.
And do you remember the decoration in the actual the hallway here?
There's only something similar to that.
What colour was the woodwork painted?
I believe that was red.
A red?
Oh, brown. Brown it was. Brown.
Yeah. Right. Well, if we move into the sitting room, I don't think we'll get in. We'll move towards there anyway.
There's no change in there, only the fireplace.
What sort of a fireplace was there in the sitting room?
A low one. A little one, yeah, they've seen them. The old one.
Little black cast iron.
Exactly. That's what it does, yeah.
And what's presumably the walls would have been painted, were they?
No, they were papered. The paper was falling off every year. They had to paper it every year. And half of the house in Iron Man like that.
Yes.
Yet.
And what was the window the same, yes?
Yes, the windows are the same. Yeah.
And what about the ceiling? Was that?
That is water.
Was it bare or painted?
Oh God, I couldn't tell you. Yes, as a water, but it would be painted or paper.
Yeah.
Paper, I believe it all.
The furnishings in here. What sort of, what furniture did you have in? Do you remember?
Oh God, no, I couldn't tell you now. No. That. The house never interested me. It took me all my time getting a living outside.
Yeah. But you don't.
Mother and aunt was there with me till I got married in 1990. I couldn't tell you the year now. William's, what, 45? 47 then? He was born here. Is that it?
That's the one, some fella from the government is saying he's to do with the buildings around here, some building farms. So you could, it was just a sitting room, presumably it'd be seats and tables and all, but you can't really say for sure what was in it. Did you store anything like the horse harness in there? Or?
No, not a bloody thing coming in the house.
No.
God, no, they wouldn't have allowed it.
Mm. Well, how about...
Fella Killier over there when Combs was in. Combs' wife was telling my wife that the paper, she had to paper the whole house every year.
Uh-huh.
Dampness. Paper's all fallen off. And what sort of a mess will there be in it now?
Just on this other room here, the surround of the fireplace, do you remember, was it a wooden surround or...? Was it just?
No,
it was
just the cast iron.
Just the cast iron grate.
Set in the wall.
Yeah.
And coming out on the side. Is he going to put it back to that?
That's the plan. Yes. Do you remember what was on the windows? Was it what curtains or? Mm,
curtains, something similar to that.
Was there a net curtain on?
Yes. Oh yeah.
And
the buggers think we hadn't nets in them.
And do you know, was it a carpet on the floor?
Yes, oil cloth and then a carpet, a square of carpet in the middle.
Aye.
Yeah. Yeah, we had no luxury from them days.
Yeah, I'll just... Right. So we moved on now to... Now, which room do we call this? The first
kitchen.
Room on the right.
This was the kitchen. Yeah.
Right. So what can you tell me about the fireplace in here? What fireplace did you have?
That's a big fireplace, and a big wide one. But that was ripped out. And I don't know, is that the first or the second that was put in here or not? I don't know. No.
Was it like sort of a black leaded range, was it?
Yes, the first place.
Yeah.
When we come in.
And presumably you'd be...
After we went out, that was ripped out, and then the hot, there was hot and cold water behind that one. There.
Yes.
Yes, for the bathroom. Mm.
And these cupboards either side, was there anything, were they there as they are now?
They were there as they are now.
What colour was the woodwork painted, do you remember?
Oh God, I couldn't tell you now. I know the dog slept in that one.
Aye, which in the top or the bottom?
The bottom one.
The bottom?
Yeah.
And this alcove opposite the window, was there a dresser in there?
There was a dresser in there, no man's dresser. Yeah.
And do you remember what other furniture there was, bits of chairs or?
No, I have no recollection of it now at all. But I remember that old dresser there.
And what you used to keep plates and just kitchen things, really?
Yeah.
And what was the floor in here? Was it presumably
concrete
again?
Yeah.
And was there any coverings on it?
Oh, aye, there was oil cloth and a carpet on top. Yeah.
And the window presumably was the same net curtains?
Same size, yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's never been on. They're not going to make them bigger, are they?
No. And, the paintwork, do you remember anything about the colour of it? Was it?
No, I don't. There's no use pretending that I do. Oh, damn, it's 40 years.
Yes, it's a while.
No.
And you were mentioning about the beams here.
That beam is a split mast.
That's one of the middle beams in here.
Yeah, it's where that bulb was fastened on. There's a lot of the houses in the village all the same.
Do you remember, was there a picture rail at all around any of this, or any other fittings on the walls?
I don't know. I've forgotten everything. Mm-hmm. So many things happened in 40 years, you forget these things.
Yes.
Once you're out, you're out.
Yes.
You never bother more about them. I could tell them more about the house you're living in now.
Aye.
It was thatched when I was born.
Oh,
aye.
Yeah. Well, we'd have to do that another time.
Tom Curran and the wife.
Mm.
And three of the family there. You were saying the other day, one is enough. I got old Curran, read three in it.
And that was thatched?
Thatched, yeah. It was, the extension was thatched too. It was like a double house. And then this extension was on right at end.
And was that actually used as part of the house, was it?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
Right, so
Harry Curran was there and Emily. I think Emily was the older. And Alice. Three of them. They all lived to well over 70. Yeah.
And that would be after, well.
Eh?
That would be after this Ellis fella had it, was it? Was there another fella called Ellis who cut the
roof?
He put the roof on it though, didn't he?
Yes, he put the roof on. He brought that roof from the road for the docks, the timber and the slates.
When did he do that?
If you notice, there's big slates on that house you're in. There's not bigger slates than Isle of Man.
Oh, I know the giant slates.
Yeah.
Do you know when that was put on?
Early 1920s. You paid £115 for it. I know that.
What, to put the whole roof on?
No, no.
Or just the slates?
For
the house? Oh, I see.
Yeah. And he brought a... You're not putting this down on this, are you?
Well, I'll switch it off if you want.
It's better off.
Right. Yes. Right, well, we've just moved to the dairy now.
But this place has all changed since I'm over here. Those big stone benches right around. Three ways. And they're all gone. I seen that the other day when I was in here with Chris and I asked him, when was that done? When was this all done? And we didn't know. He said it's the same since he came here.
So there was a bink along that. A slab along
three ways.
That back wall.
Yes.
A slab along the side wall.
Yeah.
And a slab along
yeah.
the other wall.
Big stone slabs. Three of them. Yeah. It's all completely altered, you see.
Do you remember the window, presumably, was the same?
The window's the same. It's the same window as the end of there.
What was the idea of that lip?
There?
Aye.
Oh, I couldn't tell you. And this is for the cats to sit down. I have no idea what that was for.
And was there any shelves on the further up from the actual slab?
No,
so
no.
That was just as it was?
Just like it was.
And what use did you actually have for the room? I mean, it was a dairy, but could you tell us?
Well, the milk was all kept in dishes sitting on these stone slabs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leaving it to settle for
yeah.
the butter.
You skimmed it off and made butter.
And was there any other furniture in here?
No, nothing. Nothing.
Nothing like sort of a separator?
No,
damn. Churns?
No separators. No separators going in small farms like this. You couldn't afford them.
Do you remember what the floor
on
the
concrete,
this was concrete
same,
again?
Yeah. This all the whole house was concrete.
Yeah, and presumably the painting of it you couldn't really see.
Well, it was all whitewashed.
This was whitewashed,
yeah.
Yes, of course.
Hot lime every twice a year.
Twice a year.
This is the only shelf those in.
Yeah. So and that shelf's still there.
That's there still. Yeah.
Was there any tools or anything that you would
no,
be
nothing.
Putting against the wall here? Or?
No, nothing.
So it was empty apart from?
Yeah.
And presumably the same again with the windows, you couldn't really see for
no.
whether what was covering it, or just some sort of
a
curtain.
Only a bit of a curtain, probably.
Yeah. And the floor, was there an oil toilet plant on the floor?
No, nothing.
It was just a bare floor.
Oh yeah, to scrub it out every week. For the milk splashing and one thing and another. No, I got it as a job, by.
Well, we'll just have a look in the back kitchen then. I can't get the mic's kind of stuck around the chair here. Just a second. Right, well, we're in the back kitchen. And that's changed quite dramatically from when you were in here last, I suppose.
Oh God, it was dark in here when that was in. The door, there was no glass in the door.
No glass in the door. No. And the little window at the side there, that window wasn't there.
That wasn't there. They put it in. McCard put that in when we were here.
They'd have a job getting through.
Well, they weren't long, two or three men. They were doing something at the roof and the foreman that was there said to Kinnick one day, "Have you been in that bloody packaging with these people who's got to do the washing?" "No," Kinnick said. "Well, you ought to damn well go in and see," he said. "Come on." He took him. Henry, this is Henry's father, took him in here. "I can't see bug at all," he said. "I know you can't," he said. "Well, now you hardly expect people to wash in there," he said. "Oh," he said, "I'll put a window in there if you want it." "Oh, you better had," he said. So Jack Madrow, he's dead now. By God, him and a labourer, they weren't long putting it through. It took them a day, because once he took that out, it began to fall down on them. Oh, dry mud, there's only mud and water in them. The soil was come running down like quicksilver. Yeah. The same thing happened out in the cars there when they broke that window in. And stuff began to run down like Christy. They were afraid the whole side would come out. Is that dry?
So which window was that, sorry?
In the cars.
In the back?
Yes. Looking in the haggard. And they took it down and went away for dinner, and when they come back there's about 500 weight of stones and mortar down lining in the hole.
Goodness.
My God, aye. So what? It could have went on and on.
Yeah.
And God, when they come back together, we got a shop, we had to get timbers at once and get it timbered up, get it concreted.
Yeah.
I seen it falling away. And I rang Kenny, Kenny's, Henry's father. They love to come and see to this pretty quick up here. There's going to be trouble. And he said, "Why, what's up?" I said, "The bloody wall is coming down." God, he was up in his car. He went and seen the boss first. Then he come up to see it. My God, he says, "It's a good job you've seen it," he said. "It would have cost me a lot of money," he said, "to put that wall up if it had got down. You'd have thought with the mortar it would have held. But it didn't. Once one started to go, it was going away like check it." Yeah.
Anyway, back to here, the back door that opened in.
In, yeah. Originally. There's the hinges of it still.
You can still see
no that. Glass in it. That down is a hell of a place in here.
Was it a double door or just
just a single.
Single door. Yeah. And this partition here adjoining the hall.
That was always in. There was no glass.
There was no glass in there either. So that would...
There was a fella come here, Gilder, an English fella, and he put that door on and had it open and out and put a glass in there. But he didn't last long. He was going ahead as if he owned the pretty place. He done the stable all out there, put them troughs in, like half pipes. He done all that work, took the stalls out of the stable. Thank God, he didn't last long.
When was he here?
He was in before Joe Mulray. I don't know, it was 3 years he was here. Something in the end to pack it up. Yeah.
So anyway, back to the room here, the back kitchen. What, it was used as a washroom mainly, wasn't it?
Washroom and a store.
What sort of... Was the cupboards in the back here?
No, nothing.
So it was just used for stone tools and mangles, presumably.
There's a mangle here, that's all. Yeah. And a dolly tubs. Mm. That was in. I believe that's some of the red that's on the wall.
Oh, that's the colour.
Yeah, that's the colour. It was red.
So that's on the wall that you went in the kitchen. You're
making things darker than ever. It should have been white.
Was there anything else in the corner here? Was there?
No. There was no room for anything else with the boiler, is it?
Oh, the boiler was there.
Oh, the boiler was right in that. Oh, just and outside of that.
Well, opposite where the window is there now.
Aye. There's pipes going up. You won't see it outside now with the new roof. That's pipe. They put a blob of cement on after they took this all away. That's just these earth wear pipes, big wear pipes going up from the boiler.
And where were you getting the water from for here before?
Christ, that's the question. Where you could get it?
Anywhere you could.
Down at that well down there. Down here and into the, what they call Farragus Field.
Mm.
Had to go in there. In the summer then, that's the only water there'd be in the village.
Mm.
Down there. I've seen that well down the road pretty well. It wouldn't be dry, but you'd just get enough for drinking water. People wouldn't dare use it for washing. Well, water was a problem. Different to turn the tap now, I tell you.
When the water came, did you get water in the house? Or was the water just outside left? But you know, when the water was actually put in?
I couldn't tell for sure. There was a tap put just out of the back door, yeah. And it was freezing. And
out by the corner there, yeah, you can still see the pipe there.
Eh?
You can still see the pipe there, can't
aye.
You?
Aye. You'd come in behind that shed where you're keeping the tractors and come in through the garden. But that standpipe outside was a bloody nuisance. There was heavy frost about you getting no water in the house.
Do you remember there being any sinks in here in your time?
No, nothing. No, there was no sink in. No, there was no sink in. I don't know.
What sort of a boiler was it? That's the other thing.
You see them lying about. 5 gallons.
Aye.
Round one. I see them lying about the village.
And they were, was it wood you were putting on it or coal?
Coal. Wood to start and then coal.
But you never used turf at all up here?
No. Coal was cheap then, Mavis.
Was there anyone using turf up here?
No, I never seen anybody. Till they started Harry Kelly's caper down there. They burned turf. I don't know, there's not much turf they're burning now, is it?
Well, I don't know whether I ought to say. Yes, they are using a fair bit. But
eh?
They are using a fair bit down there.
They're using a fair amount of coal.
Well, I'd better switch the machine off. So we've just come out of the back kitchen and we're at the bottom of the stairs and there's a window facing it. That window was always there, was it?
All my time.
You always remember a window there. Do you remember?
I can remember it there for over 70 years.
Do you remember the panes on it, the panes of glass?
They were the same, there was 4 panes in it.
They were all...
And there wasn't little ones in it.
And was that the same with the windows in all the bottom?
Every one of them. Yeah.
Oh well, thank you very much for...
Problems with giants, you see, some of them.
Oh, I see, so that's why they'd be the better windows.
Yeah. Well, they were putting good wood in them.
Well, I know you've got to get off, so thank you very much for doing that for us anyway.
I go down the window.
Get you another day sometime.